Da. Și sunt în conștiință de Krishna aproape de la început. Și
adică de la început?
Adică după ce am început aici, după 2 ani aici, așa, și am căutat să fiu perseverent. Am perseverat și am cântat numele Sfânt de la început și am urmat.
She joined 2 years after the temple started, and since then she's persevering, chanting regularly and practicing Krishna consciousness.
Și mereu am auzit că trebuie să fie un maestru spiritual ca să ajung la Krishna.
She was always heard that she needs a spiritual master in order to go to Krishna.
Și doresc că dacă puteți să mă primiți, să mă luminați, dacă se poate, dumneavoastră, să formez.
She would like to ask you if you can accept her as a disciple, if you can guide her, enlighten her and guide her.
Pentru că acum sunt destul de în vârstă și acum de viață și când.
She is quite old and she may leave the body.
How old is she?
65.
Oh, that's not old.
Nu sunteți bătrâni.
No, no.
She's just worried that she may leave the body and she might take benefit.
But I'm sure here you have a process like in every temple of first one is recommended. You speak with the temple president and the authority, and then it's recommended to a Vaishnav to be accepted as a disciple, isn't it?
Știe că aveți aici așa un proces, că în orice templu că trebuie să vorbiți întâi cu președintele de templu și să primiți o recomandare.
Am mai vorbit acum, când am trecut, sau cât am mai zis.
Și?
Doamna Maria spune că vrea recomandare, ai tot.
Da. Recomandare pentru.
She must express pentru clearly that maestru. She needs recommendation to the temple president.
Sure. It's something that because I mean I know her from seeing her, but I don't know her as a person. Here, the devotees here and Mariah Krishna Prabhu knows her. So she needs to discuss the subject with him, see what his advice is, and then he'll say what he thinks, and then I can say something.
Spune că vă cunoaște, deci fiindcă v-a văzut de atâtea ori, dar nu vă cunoaște personal și de aceea trebuie să vorbiți cu Mariah Krishna Prabhu și îi să spună, deci el să vă recomandă.
Isn't it? And that's the system here, isn't it?
Așa că ăsta e sistemul aici.
Da. Și atunci, dacă vorbește, îmi dă recomandarea, atunci ce urmează. Dacă mă primește.
If she gets this recommendation, would you accept her?
Well, then I will talk to Mariah Krishna.
Atunci vă vorbi cu Mariah Krishna Prabhu și
and I'll see what he says.
She's about to just spune el.
Și vreau să mai spun ceva, că ne bucurăm, îi mulțumim foarte mult că a venit printre noi să ne lumineze și ne bucurăm orice când cu bucurie că l-așteptăm să vină din nou.
Just to thank you that you came here to enlighten us, and we always expect you to come again very.
Unfortunately, I don't have so much time, so I only come once a year.
Păcate, nu are atâta timp și vine numai o dată pe an.
Și la Oradea, când vine și acolo, mă duc de câte ori pot.
She will try to go to Oradea also to...
Now I just came from there. Now I will go back tomorrow to Budapest.
Și în Ungaria am fost de vreo 4 ani.
She's been also in Hungary.
Yes, I remember.
Da, își aduce aminte de dumneavoastră. She even had a problem with her leg and still she went there to the Hungarian farm.
Anyway, but this whole principle of recommendation and so on, it's a very standard thing. I, you know, it needs to be discussed, and then it's not something that I can just immediately respond to her on. It would be something that I need to discuss first with the temple authority.
Deci procesul acesta de recomandare nu este ceva la care se vă poate, deci de a cere, nu poate să vă răspundă imediat, că întâi trebuie să discute cu autoritățile templului. Deci așa merge procesul. Da. Dacă mai aveți ceva?
Cam da. Thank you.
Anyway, I'm sure she's not going to die just yet.
Oricum este sigur că nu veți muri foarte curând.
Looks healthy.
Arătați de soare.
Oh, you're from Pataliputra?
Yeah.
You live in Hema?
Yeah.
Okay. When I go in spring,
yeah,
then I will be here waiting.
Sure.
I'll call you.
Yes. Definitely. When can I get your card?
Just wait a minute and I'll
Sure.
I'll see. Pataliputra is the home of the Nandas.
Yeah.
And that's where Chanakya Pandit.
Chanakya.
That's right.
Nipi is Brahmin of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
the Vaishali, from where the people democracy origin from the Vaishali. Vaishali taught all the world democracy, the language of democracy.
Are you you finished your year? Are you still here?
No, I'm still in second year.
I'm
in second year. Very nice to have a place like this in this foreign country. I couldn't have imagined when I was in India that day.
Yeah, it's a good thing that good thing that you came here.
Yeah.
Anyway, you should while you're here and doing your studies, and you should come and visit, and you should learn to chant a little. That chanting will be very good meditation. It will be good for your consciousness. It will be good for your studies as well. It will help you in your studies because you will be more aware.
Sometimes the homesickness just come to my mind, and I just homesickness because I'm so far from my house.
Yeah.
So homesickness always comes.
Is your father a doctor also?
No. He's in some other profession. He's in engineering profession.
What kind of engineer?
He's civil engineer.
Roads, buildings, bridges.
Yeah, dams and. It always comes to my mind because my mother is mother and my grandfather lives together, and my father is away from home. My brother is also away from home. He's also doing engineering.
We all travel.
Yeah. And I am here. Everyone is scattered. So sometimes I feel just homesick. I just think about home. I think about my grandfather, that his age is going on increasing. And,
are you in contact with them? Telephone?
Yeah, I am in contact with them. So what's good for me?
What is good for you?
Yeah.
Good thing for you is that you should know who you are. That's the first good, most important thing. You must know who you are. You must know your spiritual identity. And that's very important. Isn't it? If you don't know who you are, then...
Who I am, how can I know?
But isn't that important?
I am the... just a living being.
You are? Who are you?
A man. A human being.
What does
son
that
of
mean?
My father.
Son of your father?
Yeah.
Who's your father? The son of his mother. So, but who are you? Isn't that an important question?
Yes, it is important.
Because that's the first thing everyone needs to know, who I am. So you have a name, you have a family, you have a father, but those things are all in relationship to this body.
Yes.
Are you this body?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Why?
Because this body, I am a form of energy. I am a form of energy which comes from my body. And I just move, I think, I do everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's come from my body.
Why? But your body's changing.
What?
But your body's changing.
Body is changing, but changing. It, the change doesn't seem to me.
That's because you're not changing. But your body's changing. So how can you be your body? You're not changing. Your body's changing. Then how can you be your body?
My body is changing means what? I'm just now, when I was small, again I grown up.
Right.
At the same time my mind is also changing.
Yeah.
At the same time my thinking is also changing.
But are you the same person?
Yes, I'm the same person.
Then you can't be your body or your mind, because your body and mind are changing. If they're changing and you're not changing, then you can't be that, isn't it? Then what are you? You must be something that's not changing.
Yeah.
That's obvious, because you're the same person.
Yeah.
The body changes, mind changes, but you're the same.
Yeah.
Then you're something that doesn't change. So what are you? Who are you? What are you? See you again.
Always there is I cannot, it is impossible for me to do this. It's not impossible, but I cannot think at this moment.
So therefore, because it's something that you can't perceive. You see your body.
Yeah.
You can understand that you have a mind.
Yeah.
But that thing that doesn't change, that you can't see, but it's there.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's there.
Yeah.
So when it's a matter of things that you don't know about or you can't see, you have to go to someone who does know. Medicine. You don't know medicine, so you have to go to someone who knows about medicine. So similarly, if you want to know about who you are, you have to go to authority. So the authority on who we are is Krishna. So Krishna says, Najayati Mriyati Vakadachin Ayam Bhutva Bhavita Vana Bhuyaha, that we're actually an indestructible, eternal, unborn soul within this body. But we're not this body. We are spirit. Atma. You've heard the word Atma?
Atma.
But that's what you are. Your soul within this body. And you're conscious. You're conscious of yourself. You're conscious that you exist. You're a conscious living entity that gives consciousness to the body, but you're different than the body because your body is always changing. This is important to know, isn't it?
But sometimes when I think, according to the law of thermodynamics, thermodynamics says that energy cannot be created nor be destroyed.
Right.
It can only be changed from one form to another form.
Yes.
Our body is also a form of energy.
Yes.
Our body is also a form of energy.
Mm-hmm.
So when we die, the energy cannot be energy can neither be created nor be destroyed.
Right.
Only it changes from one form to another, according to law of thermodynamics.
That's fine.
So where that form goes? How can I see that? Because I am dead. My body I have left. After death, my body, I don't know after death what will happen to my body. If they will leave me, it will degrade and it will just...
But that's exactly the point. The point is that the energy doesn't come from the body. The energy comes from the soul. And the soul is eternal. The soul is always giving. That's why law of thermodynamics, that's why the energy is not destroyed. The energy continues. But it's the form which manifests this energy, this body, that destroyed. What happens? It goes into the ground. You're buried. So that body decomposes. Anyway, it becomes from here, it goes into the ground, and the energy, that level of energy conservation is there. But how does this body get energy now? Where does it come from? Where is that energy coming from?
It comes from eternal.
Huh?
Eternal, that's inside.
Yes, from the soul. That's right. It comes from the soul. Because when the soul leaves the body, then immediately all the energy leaves. This body just decomposes.
Yeah.
It doesn't have any self-sufficient source of energy. It's dependent on the energy of the soul.
Yeah.
Yes.
But where that soul goes?
Soul goes to another body. And therefore, you're worried about your future, aren't you?
Yeah.
Otherwise, why would you be working to become a doctor?
Yeah.
So what about your next life? What about that future? What about what's going to happen in your next life? Do you want to be a dog in your next life?
I don't know.
Well, you're working to be a doctor now. Yeah. You don't want to be a dog in this life, so why would you be one in the next life? Otherwise, you're putting so much time and energy into a qualified profession. Because you don't want to be a dog. But how do you know that you won't be a dog in your next life? You're working hard to actually have a nice life in this life. But what are you doing to have a nice life in your next life? Nothing. But you have to do. If you're worried about your future, then you have to do what's going to happen for the next life. You have to plan for the next life also. So to actually determine what you will be in the future. Just like you're planning for this life, but you can't stop. Simultaneously, you have to be planning for next life. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna. Because what you're doing in this life also is determining your future. The fact that you go to university means that you can be a doctor. But other activities that you're performing, unless you perform the right activities, you may end up in the body of a dog in the next life.
Yeah.
Or even worse, look, the little flies are flying around. There's also a soul in each of those flies.
How? Who has known these things? How can we know that?
Krishna knows. Krishna's telling us. And Krishna's the authority. How do you know about anatomy? Yeah. Because someone is telling you. Because Leonardo experimented, and then from there everyone is making up. So you know from authority. Yeah. So if you want to know about the soul, you go to the authority. Krishna is the authority. There's life. Look at the bun. He's flying. He's got a small body. Yeah. But he's also, there's a soul in that body, just like in your body. The someone is in that bud.
Yeah.
You have to make sure you don't become a bug in your next life.
Yeah.
Someone's in there now. There's a soul in there now. So we have to be sure that we perform activities in this life that don't degrade us, but that actually elevate us. So that we get a superior body in the next life.
As I ask question from you, there that the nature, that the nature, as for example it is autumn,
yes,
and all the trees, leaves are shedding.
Yeah.
It's nature, yeah, of that plant or that leaf that it sheds. But we apply something to that, not to shed in this season. That is also against the law of nature. Will it good?
It's autumn,
yeah,
and the tree is losing its leaves.
Yeah.
And it's getting cool. So you can put on a coat. The tree cannot put on a coat. You don't have to be cold. You have the ability to change your circumstances. The tree cannot change the circumstances. The birds, what can they do? All they can do is fly south. They have more. They can change their circumstances, but very difficult. They've got to fly thousands of miles, and half of them are going to get shot by hunters on the way.
Like Siberian
birds. Yeah.
Maybe.
But you can, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, but you can stay here, and you can change the circumstances around you, because you're a human being. And that is the difference between human and an animal. We have that opportunity. So nature is working, but human being means that we can actually make change, certain changes within what's going on within the current of nature.
But that should be positive.
Must be positive. It can be negative, but it can be positive. But the question is, you have to know what is positive.
Yeah.
So first positive thing, so in order to do something positive, you have to know who you are. Otherwise, there's no meaning to positive or negative unless I know who I am. Now, if I know that I'm soul, and if I know that I'm eternal, then I have to do such things, which was the next point, so that I do activities that are beneficial for my future. Not just future this life, but future and next life. Now I know what is beneficial, what is good. So what is really good? For instance, is being a doctor good?
Yeah.
Why?
Because by becoming a doctor, I can serve the people. I can serve the patients who are suffering from the diseases and all.
And what will you do?
I will try to heal her or his pain.
Will
in
you
the
stop
form
them?
Of my knowledge.
Will you stop them from dying?
No, I will not stop them from dying, but I will reduce the time of dying.
But will you? You won't stop them from dying. They will.
I
die.
Cannot, because it's a law of nature that
yes,
one who came here, he will die
yes,
one day.
So, actually, what you're doing is doing something which is relative good within the framework,
yeah,
but you cannot stop them from dying.
No, till now not.
No.
Because no one has discovered these things.
No. They have discovered, because you don't die. We just discussed earlier, you're eternal. the body is dying. So it's good, but it's relative good. It's relative good means it has to do with those things that take birth and die. But what you're doing, what you're helping, is actually you're helping his body. You're helping his coat. You're not helping his soul. You're helping his body. So being a doctor is like being a tailor. Just like your shirt. If your shirt gets torn, and I sew your shirt.
But it's a non-living thing. It's a living thing.
This is not living. It's living because you're living. This also is living because it moves around. When you move, it moves. So it looks like it's living. And the body looks like it's living because you're moving. But it's more sophisticated than the shirt. So it's a good thing to do. It's a good thing to be a doctor. But it's a relative good. The other absolute good is to actually do good for people's soul.
And what can I do for that?
First, you have to unknow your own soul. You have to help yourself, and then you have to help others.
How can I know my soul?
Well, we're discussing now that you come to an understanding that there must be a soul, because life can't come from the body. So you learn the soul by hearing about the soul, just like you learn about the body by hearing about it from doctors, from professionals. So you have to hear from Krishna about the soul. Krishna is the professional, he's the teacher about the soul. So if you read Bhagavad Gita, then you will know about your soul.
Today also I read two, three things about Bhagavad Gita, because I worship sometime in my room. In that it is written, karma neva adhikaraste ma phalesu kadachan mat karma phale durbol marsu karma. That means we do our karma, we do our work, and leave everything to God. That,
what does it mean, ma phalesu kadachan? Everyone has the right, adhikar for karma. Yes. So you have your job, you have your work as doctor.
Yes.
So that's fine. But ma phaleshu kadachana.
But the blessings or the phal, or means the fruit. In the hand of God.
No. Ma phaleshu kadachana. That means you should give the fruit to God. Ma phaleshu kadachana ma karma phalahetuhu ma sthistango karma. So you should give the results of your work to Krishna. Don't be attached to the results of it. You have a right to do your work, but you don't have a right to the result. And that will be hypocritical. You try to help someone, but if they die, you're a doctor. Your business is to do the best. Whether they live or they die, you can't have a trauma every time a patient dies. Otherwise, you become a nervous wreck. You won't be a doctor anymore. You'll become a patient. So, ma phaleshu kadachana, the result is up to Krishna. And the result of your work. What is the result of your work? What will be the result of your being a doctor? Is that you get paid. You should give the results of your work to Krishna.
How can I give my result to Krishna?
Huh?
How can I give my result to Krishna?
You get paid, you get money, you take money, you put it in a donation box.
Help the poor person.
No, help Krishna, because Krishna gave you the money. You're already helping poor person by your medical work. Helping poor people is all right, but it's better to actually give. Krishna says, "Ma phaleshu kadachana." Give me the result. He doesn't say give it to the poor people. He says give it to me.
And through him, everyone will be served.
Yes. Correct. Correct. So absolute good. So the relative good is to be a doctor. That's good. But now what you need to do is, as a doctor, you need to know who you are. And those people who you're serving, you need to explain to them, I'm going to fix your coat, but you should know that you're not this body. When they know that, then their whole perspective on life will also change, and your perspective on life will change also. You try to help them, just like she's a dentist, but in her surgery she has Bhagavad Gita and other books, and people sit there and they're reading. So they also understand, oh, I'm not this body. And you know, when you're about to go into a surgery, dentist, then it's good to know that this is not going to be me. It's good to know that I'm not going to be the one who's going to be feeling the pain, but it's actually the body. So people need to have that spiritual identity. When you give them that, then you're doing absolute good. Giving knowledge is the best good. But there's knowledge which is relative, which is temporary, which is in relation to this body and this world, and there's knowledge which is absolute, which is to do with the soul and to do with Krishna, to do with God. When you give that knowledge, then you're doing absolute good. So that's good.
As for example, you said about the thing. As for example, I am in the university. Some of my colleagues who are studying with me, I also study, he's also my colleague, he's also studying. But sometimes they're nervous about the subjects, that anatomy, it is very tough. And they lose their patience. They just become, at that time I am just telling him not to lose the patience, have a patience, study. That's also, sometimes they want to do some mistakes, or they want to get their results through some other links. I stop them not to do that,
that's
to
good.
Study.
That's relative good.
That is also relative good.
Yes.
That's also not feed the soul.
No, absolute good means when you tell people, that's all right, this is anatomy. Anatomy means the study of the coat, the study of the body. But actually, beyond the body is the soul. And then all the laws that affect the soul, the laws of karma. Like you said, the nature. What is the relationship between the soul and nature? What is the relationship between the soul and God? This is absolute good. This is absolute knowledge. These other things are relative knowledge. Relative knowledge is important because you have to live in the world, so you have to know how to function in the world. But it will not save you from death, and it will not determine what your next body is. And if people don't know who they are, and they don't know what is good and bad, then they will perform activities whereby they may become a dog in their next life. So you're investing so much in time and energy. You're going to spend 10 years in medical school. But you need to invest some time in studying Bhagavad Gita. You're spending so much time studying about your shirt, but you don't know who you are. How old are you? How old are you?
I am just 23.
You're 23 years old and you don't know who you are. That means you've wasted 23 years of your life. Because the first thing is, we must know who we are. That's the closest thing to ourselves, is ourselves.
And when we have known that who we are, then what changes we will see in myself?
Then you start to act according to you. Before you find out, you must investigate and research what are activities that are beneficial for the soul. What are activities which are not good for the soul? Are you a vegetarian?
No.
Then, so here you ask the question, if you want to know what changes are good, if you're a soul, then you must be vegetarian. You cannot. Why? Because you're causing pain to others and it's unhealthy.
Yeah, ahimsa.
But it's also unhealthy. Meat eating is unhealthy.
Yeah.
So why should you do unhealthy things? So when you know that you're a soul, and you know that animal is a soul, and he has a right to live, then ahimsa sarva bhutani. Then one should live with minimum violence. So then you'll know, I can't commit pain to others, make other animals suffer, just because I'm here. So then you'll change your habit.
some of the activities in the body, some of the activities in the body which I perform, which it gives me pleasure. But at the same time, when I read books and go somewhere, then it is not good.
Yes.
But it gives me pleasure.
That's all right. But your pleasure has to give others pleasure also. That's the right pleasure. If your pleasure gives others pain, then that's wrong pleasure. So some people will say, but I like eating meat. That's all right. But your pleasure can't cause someone else pain. That's bad, even though it may give you pleasure. So there are...
But some
people may take pleasure out of killing other people. Does that mean they should do it?
Yeah. But some pleasure gives me only pleasure and no harm to anyone. That's...
We should still see whether it gives God pleasure. Because it may still not be good from the absolute sense.
As Swami Vivekananda said, Swami Vivekananda, one Indian saint, he said that Sadhavanavan, Gunavanavan and Viryavanavan in Hindi. Viryavan means to hold your potentiality, to hold your sperm in the body. He said, he had written many things about that.
Mm-hmm.
But does it to hold it or to destroy it? Does it give, when we destroy it, it gives pleasure?
Mm-hmm.
But when
temporarily it gives pleasure.
Yeah.
But in the long term it gives pain. What is sperm? Sperm is the essence of the body, actually is there. So it's your blood. You're a doctor. How much blood does it take to make sperm? It takes gallons of blood. So that means it is like cutting my wrist and letting my blood flow out. So therefore, if someone is actually discharging their semen, they should do it for very, very good reason. What is that good reason? That I'm bringing children into this world. Otherwise, it's my blood, isn't it? Semen is just, it's blood. It's the essence of the blood. So you have to see everything that feels good is not necessarily good. People take drugs. They say it makes them feel good. Is it good or is it bad?
Bad.
Just like now, so many young people have HIV. Why? Because they took needles and they took drugs and they thought, I'm in ecstasy. But now they're all dying of sclerosis of the liver. Because they did such things. So that was pleasure, but that pleasure will end in pain later on. So we have to actually see that everything that gives pleasure is not good, like Vivekananda said. Yes, actually, if you remain celibate, then that will give you a greater pleasure in the long run. So there's Shreyas and there's Prayas. Shreya means long-term pleasure, and prayas means immediate pleasure. So something may give you immediate pleasure, but later on it will give you pain. That's why, once again, we have to know what is the activity or the behavior that's beneficial for us for next life and life after also. Because I may get some pleasure now, but is that pleasure causes me degradation in the next life, causes me pain, then it's no good. But you're right, the principle is anandamaya abhyasa. So Vedanta Sutra starts, everyone is anandamaya. Everyone is looking for ananda. So you want pleasure. But you have to know what real pleasure is. So pleasure of the body is ultimately not the type of pleasure that we want. We need the pleasure for this of the soul, because that is our constitutional pleasure. So therefore, once again, you were asking, you know, if I know what a soul, what will I do? You need to actually acquire, know what is it that is really pleasing to the soul. And that will be Shreyas. It will be long term, it will not be immediate pleasure.
That we want.
Yes.
That should be good.
Yes, you should want ananda. Yeah. So children, they want to play. But still, your parents don't let you play. Now you have to go to school. Because if you play all your life, you may think, oh, but I'm having a good time playing. But you are starved to death if you don't get a profession. So you have to go to school. And you have to suffer in school. And you have to suffer for 20 years. Because if you don't do that, then what you think you're playing, your enjoyment in playing will end up being that you will just be a bum on the street. You have no profession, you won't be able to eat. You just live outside on the street in the cold, so you will suffer. What you think is enjoyment will actually end up in suffering. And therefore your parents say, no, invest your time, you go to school, you study, and when you get a profession, then you can live comfortably, and then you'll be able to enjoy. So it will take you a whole life. You're going to go now, you're 23, and then you'll finish medical school when you're 30, right?
Yeah.
So, from age 5 until age 30, Hare Krishna, 25 years, you have to suffer in order to enjoy. But if at 5 years old you think, no, I'm just going to play, then later on you will have to suffer. So that's the type of suffering that's the type of pleasure that we have to see. So we have to get that type of pleasure that leads to eternal pleasure. And sometimes that means tapasya. Tapasya. Tapasya, brahmacharya now. Therefore this brahmacharya, this maintaining samadhi, is tapasya. So tapo devya putra kadena satvam shudya yasya brahma sokyam. If you want brahma sokyam, if you want the happiness of Brahman, the happiness of the soul, then you have to perform tapasya. You have to perform austerity. Austerity means I don't do everything that I want to do. I do only those things which have ultimate benefit. And I avoid those things that will not give me ultimate benefit. Like if I eat meat. If you eat an animal, you have to become that animal. You eat chicken, then you kill a chicken, you have to become a chicken. Do you want to be a chicken? Then stop eating chicken. So one has to, that's how behavior will change. One's practices will change. But one has to know the science. Otherwise, as you can see, in the pursuit of temporary benefits, in the pursuit of trying to do temporary good, you end up committing so many sinful activities.
Yeah.
So there are doctors who are very well-meaning, but in the meantime, they're committing sinful activities which will just implicate them in this world. So they will be, ultimately, they will lose their human form of life, and in the next life they will become who knows what.
So from today onwards, if I just want to know myself,
then you must study the books that talk about that. Just like you're studying so many books on anatomy and medical science and everything. Don't expect that it comes out of nowhere. So then you must read Bhagavad Gita.
Okay.
You have Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita?
Yeah.
So, and you have to read the explanation. Because just like Karmani Avidhikarasti Mappaleshu Kudachana, that is a verse, typical verse, that Hindus misinterpret. They give the wrong interpretation. They don't give this interpretation that you see Prabhupada will explain. Is it Makaleshu Kadachana? Is that you're not entitled to the results of the fruit. You have to give the results of your work to Krishna. That's called Karma Yoga. You work, because everyone has to work in this world, but you have to learn how to work. Don't try to enjoy too much. Give the results of your work. Do your work so that you can live, but don't neglect your spiritual well-being, cultivating your spiritual life.
As for example, I am studying for my exams.
Yes.
Or as for example, the physiology exam, I was studying day and night. But after a time when examination come, sometime I feel nervous and all. I give exam. I get less mark. But I have studied. I get less mark. Then I should expect good marks after my studies. And when it doesn't come, you understand?
Good mark, bad mark, you just do your best. But if you want not to be so nervous, then you should spend 15 minutes every day chanting Hare Krishna.
Okay.
It will give you much better concentration. It will clarify your consciousness. And it will make you a little aloof. Not so attached. When you think there's a lot at stake, well, what will happen if you don't do so well in your exams? Is someone going to kill you? Or they're going to hang you?
No, I'm thinking about my colleague, that what he will think. He's studying more and he's getting less. And I'm studying less and I'm getting more. Sometimes it happens.
Sometimes it happens, but that's the way things are. That's the way, like you say, nature works. But still, generally, we should apply ourselves. But you should apply yourself in perspective of the overall scene. You should see the greater picture. That's what I'm saying. You won't die if you don't do such a good exam. You'll get your diploma, you'll become your doctor, you'll get your medical diploma. That will work anyway. But if you do, you haven't conquered the world. It's not the purpose of life. It's just so that you can live. It's just so that you can eat. Ultimately, that's what it's about. If they don't pay you as a doctor, will you cure people? If you don't get money?
That's a difficult question.
What will you do? If they don't pay you, will you do it?
No. If I will strive, how can I starve? How can I help? Yeah.
Therefore, the primary purpose is, it's a job so that you can exist. But therefore, you should not lose the perspective that, but why are you existing? What is the purpose of you here? You're working, you're getting a medical diploma so that you can live, so that you can exist, so that you can feed yourself and you can have a family. But what's the purpose of it all? Because ultimately you're going to die. This body's going to die. So this is just a facility. This is a means, but it's not the end. The end is to educate yourself spiritually, to achieve spiritual success, and then to go back to Krishna. Not to be a dog in your next life, not even to be a human in your next life, not even to be a deva. Yanti deva pita devan, yanti nyanti pritin bhutaha, bhutani yanti bhutejam, yanti mam, yajino pimam. You know that verse in Bhagavad Gita? But Krishna says, you worship demigod, you become demigod. But if you worship me, you come to me. So you should think, how will I go to Krishna in my next life? That means you have to do that activity. So, Karmani Vedikarasti, do your work, be a doctor, maintain your family, but simultaneously in this life, cultivate your spiritual knowledge, practice Krishna consciousness, and with the plan to go back to Krishna. But you have to read about that. You have to put time and energy into it.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Now you should come regularly here, and then you will learn all these good things from devotees.
Well, one thing is that here they are speaking in Romanian. So I just want somebody to translate them in
English. They speak English. You speak to this Murari Krishna who's in charge here. He speaks fluent English.
My name is also Murari.
Your name is Murari. Murari. Oh.
I have two names. One is Pankaj.
So you, when you come here, you say, I want to talk to Murari. And then you can speak with him. He speaks English. They speak English. He speaks English. They all speak English.
Okay.
They speak amongst themselves Romanian, but they all, most of these are all educated.
When they speak about Gita, then they speak in Romanian.
In the class. But after class,
yeah.
You look for this old, bald man. And his name is Murari. Okay. He's the boss here. He's in charge.
Okay.
And then you can talk to him all day in English.
Okay.
He speaks English.
Yeah, I do. Okay, Hare Krishna.
Nice to meet you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Can I also ask a question?
Okay.
If it's not too late?
No, go ahead.
If we try to control, about the control of the mind, so we try to control the mind, but sometimes it just, we don't manage, so just like the mind hits you to the ground. And then for some time you manage to control it, but then again, just so
that's all right.
This is the process.
Yeah.
We should just steadily try it more and more and more.
Yeah. Yeah, just like a little child who doesn't know how to walk, he stands up, he falls down, but eventually he learns how to walk. We all learn how to walk, but it takes effort.
Should not give up the effort?
No, you should never give up. If you have faith that it works, so sometimes we control our mind, sometimes we lose control, so many things may happen, but we should always continue. And that requires faith in the process. Hare Krishna. So you should have faith in the process. You can sit down. We have faith in the process. And you continue. And ultimately, that's why Krishna says, then you will achieve success.
Because when that happens, can you feel so bad and say, okay, I'm not worth anything. I cannot
yeah.
do this.
No. You should not become discouraged. That's Maya. The Kali Yuga, it's very difficult age, and also we have many bad habits. But Krishna says that Apichit Sudharacharo, even if someone practices, and sometimes he may even fall down from the path, still he should continue. And then if we continue, then particularly if we find, oh, this is happening regularly, then just do a little, strengthen your spiritual practices, do more. Just like when you're lifting weights, and if you find that you can't lift a weight, you have difficulty, then it means you need to build up your muscles. So you build your spiritual muscles also.
By chanting, by reading.
Yes. And one should expect that it's a process. It may be a lengthy process. But it works. I mean, we want something to happen overnight, but it doesn't. Nothing happens overnight. It's like these people who want to be a doctor, it takes 10 years. And that's just, and I still don't know who I am after 10 years. So if you want to have success on that spiritual path, it requires determination. It will come. Go to school here too?
It's just not a good thing. I finished my 6 years, I had to get my diploma.
In?
Medicine general.
You're from India?
South India.
Where?
South India.
Where?
Vishakhapatnam.
Oh, Vishakhapatnam. You've been up to Nrisinga Temple? You know where? There is Varaha Nrisinga, just near Vishakhapatnam.
Yes, it is Simhachalam.
Yes, Singhachalam.
Yes, it's just 15 minutes from my house.
Yes. It's a very beautiful place.
Okay. Yes.
You're going to go practice to India? Medicine?
No, practicing.
Here?
No, like I'm going to France.
France?
Yes. Now in November 1st, I'll go to India, myself and my colleague. Then I'll come in February from here. I'll go to France. From March we have come.
Uh-huh. So you'll practice in France?
Yes.
You speak French?
I'm learning.
Uh-huh. Okay, good.
He's from Gujarat.
What's his name? Dilip?
Kushal.
Kushal. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, you came from Italy?
Huh?
You came from Italy?
No, no. No, I came from Hungary. So now you have time to chant. You've been coming here regularly?
Not regularly, but I come here. I keep coming. Like, I have small temple in my place. I stay here as a paying guest. I do that.
Do you also chant?
Yes.
At home, you chant,
yes.
Hare Krishna?
Yes.
Regularly?
Yes.
Oh, very good. And now if you finish, then you have time to do that.
Yes.
Daily,
I do in the morning, even at bedtime, when I get time, when I'm in bus or somewhere, I keep on chanting.
That's good. But you should also make time. Don't do it in your spare time, but make time so that you make it priority.
Yes, that's true.
So that you make Krishna a priority. He's not like secondary thing, but he's an important thing. Primary thing. It's important. Everyone's here in medical school. He's in medical school also?
He's my colleague.
Huh.
Like, we both are going to France. I'm taking radiology and he's taking cardiology.
Uh-huh. You're taking what?
Radiology.
Uh-huh. Anyway, you spent so much time and energy to become doctors, so spend some time and energy to really become Vaishnavas. It also requires education. You read Gita? So you need to read Gita, read Bhagavatam, chant Hare Krishna, so that while you're working, you're also actually making spiritual advancement.
Right from our childhood, my mother taught us, we are three sisters, she taught us actually much our childhood. Do prayers to God, all these things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what God did she teach you to pray to?
My mother said to Gayatri Mantra.
Hare Krishna. And who do you pray to?
We pray to Dattatreya Bhagwan, Gayatri Mata, Sai Baba, Krishna Bhagwan, Sri Ramji and Hanuman.
You need to certainly focus.
Yeah, on one God.
Yeah. Which God will you focus on?
Dattatreya Bhagwan.
Why?
Because we have our Guruji, family Guruji. So he helps us in everything. He gives us guidance, everything.
But who is Bhagavan?
Pardon?
Who is Bhagavan?
Yeah, Jagat Guru is Sri Krishna Bhagavan.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Jagat Guru he is.
Then?
Then other forms are Rama, everybody. But
yeah.
Jagat Guru is Sri Krishna.
Then why aren't you worshipping Krishna?
No, we worship. But when we were babies, my mommy told me, like, we are followers of Dattatreya Bhagavan. We go to ISKCON temple in Vishakhapatnam also. We chant Krishna. Yeah.
Krishna says, when he's speaking in the Gita, he says, Mame Kam. You know what that means?
Pardon?
Well, Krishna says, Mame Kam.
Yeah.
Ekam.
Ekam, only one.
So he says, Mame Kam. He says, just me. Well, what does that mean? It says Mame Kam. You must be worshipping Krishna.
Yes.
If you're Gujarati.
Yeah.
So Krishna gives us that instruction. He says, Mame kam, he says, just worship me. Because if I worship Krishna, what happens? Then I worship all other forms, avatars of Krishna, but also all other demigods are also worshipped. So therefore there's no necessity either for directly worshipping Gayatri Devi or Dhatri Devi or any others. It's all achieved by worshipping Krishna. Otherwise Krishna is saying, Mame kam. But the tendency is that Indian girls listen to what their mother says instead of what Krishna says. So you have to determine who the authority is. And then that is our faith in Krishna. We have that faith and determination that if I serve Krishna, then all other duties are fulfilled. Because Krishna is Bhagavan. He is like the root of the tree. You worship him, then all the other leaves are automatically worshipped. So everyone is included. We're both going to France. Anyway, we have temple over there in Paris. You can go visit.
Okay,
Hare Krishna. Nice to meet you.
Can I know your name, please?
My name is Shivaram Swami.
Shivaram. My name is Padmaja.
Padmaja. Very good. Yours is Kaushal.
Okay, Hare Krishna.
Nice to meet you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Anything else?
I would have another question. Sometimes it's about doing our duty, our material duty. Sometimes, like at work, we can find ourselves in a group of people who are very passionate. And for them, doing their duty means to put in lots of effort and work very hard, which is useless in the end somehow. So, but if we don't do like them, then they will be disappointed by our behavior. So.
They may be.
So we just shouldn't care about what they think?
No, you need to work as much as you need to work, which depends on what you do. You need to work enough that you maintain yourself. But people have a tendency to overwork because they don't know what else to do with their time. In other words, for them, they work because they want to achieve some result. They want a lot of things. They want a big car and a big house, and they want to travel and fly airplanes around the world and so many things. And in order to get all those things, they really have to work hard because their demands, their needs are so high. And they don't have any time for anything else. So then when you tell them, chant Hare Krishna, say, I don't have any time. But actually, we shouldn't make such unnecessary needs. We should keep our needs, what we need, modest, to live, to get by, live comfortably, that's fine. But so that we have time, actually, for spiritual pursuits. So we have time for our own responsibility to ourselves, to our soul, so that we're advancing in spiritual life. Otherwise, you know, people work 18 hours a day. Well, then you don't have any time for anything. So, but rather, we should organize our lives in such a way that we do have time for our own spiritual development, since that's our main business. Working is to maintain the body, and in order to have a situation whereby we can actually practice, it's the secondary thing. Our main thing is spiritual life, and the other type of work is to give facilities for our spiritual life. But if you work so much that you have no time for spiritual life, then you just work, 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 and the next thing is you're dead. And what happens? Then nothing. Then, like you say, you become a dog or a bug or a who knows what. Because we've really neglected what our real duty is. So that's not our duty. Our duty isn't working hard. our duty is to become Krishna conscious. So that's why it requires a balance, and it's inevitable that if you decide to dedicate yourself to spiritual success, that people will make fun of you, and you'll displease some people. They want you to go to a pub and have a drink, or go to a nightclub, but you say, "I'm sorry, I don't drink." So what, are you crazy? You're missing out on life. They want you to go to a disco, you say, "No, I want to go to the temple." So that's inevitable, because lifestyle, for spiritual practice, lifestyle will ultimately diverge, and that means that people, you'll have your own birds of a feather stick together. You'll have like-minded people who have the same type of pursuits, and other people who just have a different social circle, social environment. So yeah, you tell them, "I'm sorry, I'm not into slaving so hard. I'm just doing what I need." It's all right, just to exist in the world, you have to work pretty hard anyway, because it's not easy. But generally, people have these, you know, they have such high expectations and they want so many things. And very often they just end up having to work hard in order to maintain things, and they don't have time to enjoy them. You know, people want a big car and a big house, and then they have to work so hard to pay the mortgage and everything that they don't have time to live in their big house because they're working all the time outside the house. And when they go home, then they're just so tired, then again they can't enjoy their house. That's called Maya. That's Maya's truth. So it's important to get priorities straight and be clear about what our expectations are in life and what it is that we want. And then you have to stick to it. And it's inevitable that you won't see eye to eye with other people. So Krishna says, "Yanisha sarvabhutanam tasyam jagati samyani." What's night for a materialistic person is day for a transcendentalist, and what's night for the transcendentalist is day for me. So we have a different world. You know, for them to come to temple and chant Hare Krishna is like torture. For us to go to a discotheque at night and get drunk is torture. So what's day for them is night for us. What's night for them is day for us. So we, you know, maintain a certain social obligation, and because you got to work, you interact with people, and you have to have a certain performance rating, but it has to be kept sort of official. It's not possible to meet the needs of materialistic people and at the same time meet Krishna's needs. Somewhere or another we have to draw the line. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't work. It just means we're not going to work ourselves to death. Something else? And that's work. Just like you said, trying and trying to control the mind. So it requires work and energy to cultivate spiritual life. You have to have time to chant rounds, to read books, to discuss with others, to explore the know, positive realms of spiritual life to see the difficulties that we're having and try and cope with those, resolve those. All of this takes time and energy. When you put all your time and energy on just maintaining the body, then you don't have any left. So that's what people say, I don't have time. But you have to make time. And particularly when someone is young, they have the opportunity to, then it's easy still to set priorities and be very clear on what my values are and what my time management is. Once people make commitment in life and, you know, they have developed families and obligations, then it's much more difficult because you're already tied down. So Komarat Acharat Pagya, now's the time, now's the opportunity when you're young. Before you make all commitments, then you actually see what the priorities are, how much time things require, and on the basis of that, you set your life in motion. Before you've got to decide how big a mortgage and how much time, because once those commitments are made, it's much more difficult to backtrack. Licking his bowl.
Yeah.
That's what dogs do. Lick the bowl.
We know about Krishna consciousness from Gandhi. That's Krishna consciousness.
You know?
Yes, we were in the same high school together.
So uh-huh.
We were colleagues.
Oh.
He introduced us to Krishna consciousness.
Oh.
I would also practice it like I should.
Anyway, sometimes for some people it's easier, for some people it's more difficult. Some, it has something to do maybe with previous life. It depends on what type of karmic baggage we're carrying. But in any case, you know, in Kali Yuga it's difficult, but if we make the endeavor, if we make the effort, Krishna is very satisfied. Krishna is pleased just that someone is trying to come to him, and stick with that. And despite whatever difficulties, so Krishna says, "Matchita sarvadurgani matprasada parishati ahatircham ahamkaram asoshasiginam." He says, "By if you're always conscious of me, then you'll overcome all the obstacles of material life." There's so many problems. Everything's a problem. Breathing is a problem because the air is polluted. Drinking water is a problem because the water is polluted. It's poison. Just everything's a problem in Kali Yuga. But Krishna said we just depend on him. We try and just depend on him. Then ultimately, by Krishna's grace, we overcome those things. And sometimes it's sooner, sometimes it's later. That's why Srila Prabhupada said if we offer one lifetime, you just try this life. And so you dedicate one life to Krishna, Krishna, leave it to Krishna. What kind of work do you do?
Computer science, mm-hmm. programming, and also some teaching.
But you live here?
Yes. That teaching part is eating up too much time, it seems, and I'm wondering if it's worth it, or I should just stick with computer science and study philosophy and read whatever.
The preaching, you said?
Teaching.
The teaching. That you have to see. You know. Make sure you have time for yourself. Make sure you have time for your soul. Because everyone, the tendency is to get so carried away. It's like the dog. You lick the bowl, you keep licking. There's nothing there. Then you keep licking it and licking it and licking it.
Okay, Maharaj, I'm going now.
Then I'll see you early in the morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hare Krishna. I'm talking to all of your disciples here. See, I'm speaking with all of your disciples. But you know, there's this very smart boy who's here. He's just complaining that no one talks to him in English. Everyone's speaking Romanian. Because a lot of his medical students, they all learn in English.
They are learning in English.
I suspect they don't know much Romanian.
Okay, we'll take care.
His name was Murari.
Yes, I know.
You know him.
Yeah, I know.
I said, he's the Murari, just look for him. He's small and bald and fat, and he's the boss.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, so that we have time for our souls. Otherwise, then we're doing so many other things, and then finally, opportunity is lost. A very rare opportunity. Human life is very rare, but now you come to Krishna consciousness, then that's a really good opportunity. Now you shouldn't lose that. The human life is very rare, and now we have this opportunity, arta, to most valuable thing, we should take advantage of. Such a rare thing, Krishna consciousness. So many religions in the world, but still, just a very simple thing. Who am I? I talk to so many priests, and they can't understand that the soul is different from the body. You know, Christian theology means you have a spirit, but the body is part of your identity. They can't give up bodily identification. So there are so many religions, material religions, they're not transcendental, they're barely even spiritual, because they don't have a concept of the soul. So spiritual knowledge means you know the soul, and transcendental knowledge means that you know who's God. So neither they have an idea of who God is, neither they have an idea of who the soul is, so it's called Upadharma. Well, to actually come in contact with transcendental knowledge, that knowledge which actually gives you a full picture, transcendence is such a rare thing. Very, very few people have that opportunity, just like you see. 20 million people in Romania, how many people practicing Krishna consciousness? How many people know about it? But you actually have such a rare opportunity. Shouldn't let it go. But to know how valuable it is, you have to appreciate it. You have to read about it. You have to hear it. Otherwise, you forget. It just looks like, right? It's this broken down building, and you just get lost with the externals instead of seeing actually that it's Vaikuntha and how valuable it is. And it's such valuable knowledge that Prabhupada has given us. We should put it to practice in life, in our life, and not let it slip away. All of these other things that you can do anytime. You can be a millionaire anytime. You can be a Brahma anytime. But opportunity to become Vaishnava. Manushanam sasheshu yatatam apasidhanam kashidvam beti. To actually achieve perfection is a very, very rare thing. So we'll do in the morning, we'll continue in the morning. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.